Tonight, I received the news that my cousin finally gave up her battle with cancer and left her frail body to go home. As her eyes and heart are filled with heaven, mine are filled with tears and memories. She was good. She was a strong woman who endured more than what seemed her fair share, and she completed her journey before we were ready to lose her. The end feels so final. She won't answer the phone when I call or chortle over life's ironies with me. Her unborn grandchildren will not know her smell as she snuggles them to her neck, and she will not grieve her own parents' death. The place she occupied on earth will be retired with the scent of her breath on it. Death is a thief, grief is a bully, and loss is a bruise that only fades with time. Instead, Jesus reached across the table and took Papa's hands in his, scars now clearly visible on his wrists. Max sat transfixed as he watched Jesus kiss his father's hands and then look deep into his father's eyes and finally say, "Papa, I loved watching you today as you made yourself fully available to take Max's pain into yourself and then give him space to choose his own timing. You honored him, and you honored me. To listen to you whisper love and calm into his heart was truly incredible. What a joy to watch! I love being your son."